This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. European countries have begun to close schools and cancel surgeries, going well beyond curbs on social life as overwhelmed authorities face their nightmare scenario of a COVID-19 resurgence right before the onset of winter. Most European nations eased lockdowns over the summer to start reviving economies already heading for unprecedented downturns and job losses from the pandemic's first wave. But the return of normal activity, from packed restaurants to new university terms, fueled a sharply rising spike in cases all over the continent. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson defended his plan to reduce growing rates of COVID-19 cases, dismissing opposition calls for another national lockdown by saying his regional approach would work. Johnson told Parliament Wednesday, quote, "The advice that I have today is that if we do the regional approach, we can bring down the reproduction rate and we can bring down the virus," end quote. And he added, quote, "The whole point is to seize this moment now to avoid the misery of another national lockdown," end quote. Britain's transport minister said Wednesday his coronavirus testing plans would get more people flying in the months ahead, sounding an optimistic note at a time when travel companies are struggling to survive. A 14-day quarantine for arrivals from most countries could be replaced by an as yet unspecified shorter isolation period, followed by a negative test result under plans that Transport Minister Grant Shapps set out last week. Russia will resume flights to Japan, Cuba, and Serbia, the government said Wednesday. The government said it had authorized 2 flights a week to the Serbian capital, Belgrade, as well as 2 flights a week to 2 Cuban airports and 3 flights to Tokyo. You can read more about these stories on voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett confirmation hearing resumes Wednesday. During Tuesday's nearly 12-hour session, Judge Barrett declined to answer a range of questions from senators on how she might rule on legal disputes she would face if confirmed to fill a crucial vacancy on the country's highest court. The Supreme Court Justice Designate tells Senator Kamala Harris she's made no promises about how she would rule on the Affordable Care Act.
From my perspective, the most important thing is to say that I have never made a commitment, I've never been asked to make a commitment, and I hope that the committee would trust in my integrity not to even entertain such an idea, and that I wouldn't violate my oath if I were confirmed and heard that case.
The 48-year-old Barrett is a favorite of U.S. conservatives looking to give the court a decided 6-3 conservative majority. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden and President Donald Trump are ramping up their campaigning with election 3 weeks away. Biden Tuesday took his campaign to Florida, a state he called crucial for victory, while Mr. Trump took his reelection campaign to what political analysts consider the other key battleground state, Pennsylvania, which is where Biden was born. An average of recent major polls shows Biden leading Trump in both Florida and Pennsylvania. This is how things sounded this morning.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And lift off.
A trio of space travelers launched successfully to the International Space Station for the first time using a fast-track maneuver to reach the orbiting outpost in just 3 hours. NASA's Kate Rubins and 2 Russian cosmonauts lifted off as scheduled at 10:45 a.m. Wednesday from the Russia leased Baikonur Space Launch Facility in Kazakhstan for a 6-month stint on the station. For the first time, they're trying a 2-orbit, 3-hour approach to the orbiting outpost. Previously, it took twice as long for the crews to reach the station. Thousands of conservative Muslims marched in Indonesia's capital Tuesday, demanding that the government revoke a new law they say will cripple labor rights, with some clashing with police. Authorities blocked streets leading to the presidential palace in Jakarta, where clashes between riot police and rock-throwing demonstrators, including workers and students, broke out last Thursday. Pro-democracy protesters gathered in Bangkok Wednesday amid concerns of possible confrontation with police or rival government supporters. Organizers had been hoping for tens of thousands to turn up to keep up momentum established by a rolling series of mass rallies that started in July. By a remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.